This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defense, energy and space technology. More from our correspondent in Brasilia.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Brasilia on a state visit. He will hold bilateral talks with the Brazilian President Lula da Silva. When the PM arrived yesterday in Brasilia, local time in the evening, he was welcomed by cultural performances by Indian and Brazilian troops. It is after 57 years for any PM to come on a state visit to Brazil. PM Modi visit will strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership across trade, defense, energy, agriculture, health, space and technology, people-to-people ties, green energy, among other things. Four MOUs will be signed today for forging collaboration in the area of counter-terrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agriculture research. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Brasilia, Brazil.
The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital last night after wrapping up a very productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS summit. After concluding his Brazil visit, the Prime Minister will reach Namibia tomorrow for the final leg of his five-nation tour. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the Indian High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastava, said Namibia is one of the resource-rich countries. A broad partnership is expected between the two countries in these areas.
जब प्राइम मिनिस्टर जी आएंगे उसमें ये भी वार्तालाप होगी ऑयल एंड गैस में हमारा और भी यहाँ पर प्रेजेंस बढ़ेगा और नमीबिया अपनी एक रिफाइनरी बनाना चाहता है नमीबिया अपने पोर्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को बढ़ाना चाहता है और दूसरा एरिया है क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स लिथियम हो गया ग्रेफाइट है के बाद मॉलिब्डेनम हैवी रेयर अर्थ काफी सारे मिनरल्स हैं जिस पर हमारे पीएसयूज इन्वेस्ट कर सकते हैं
इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग मिनिस्ट्री Through its Wavix Startup Accelerator platform, has launched the Kala Setu, real-time language tech for Bharat Challenge. This nationwide initiative invites India's leading AI startups to develop indigenous scalable solutions for the automated generation of audio, video and graphic content from textual inputs with support for multiple Indian languages. Startups can register and apply for the challenge through the Wavix portal at www.wavix.wavesbazaar.com under the Kala Setu Challenge category till 30th of this month. In Bihar, the state government has decided to implement domicile policy for government jobs which are reserved for women. Currently, the 35% reservation quota has been fixed in government jobs for female candidates. The decision to implement domicile policy for women was taken today in a cabinet meeting chaired by the Chief Minister, Mr. Nitish Kumar. Now, only female candidates who are residents of Bihar will be able to get the benefits of 35% reservation. In the United States, at least 104 people have lost their lives and another 41 are missing following flash floods in central Texas. According to media reports, figures are changing quickly as rescuers continue to search for the missing and the death toll continues to rise. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northwest parts of the country and along the west coast during the next 4 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains supported by sharp recovery during the last half an hour of trade. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 270 points or 0.32% to close at 83,713. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 61 points or 0.24% to settle at 25,523. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from the Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Cortem. And that is the end of this news bulletin.